What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Talk to Us Nice, Talk That Talk Edition with your hosts, Mika and Kelsey. And this week, we got something that just seemed a little bit, I don't know, not right to me. I don't know how other people are going to respond to this. Please email us if you feel different from our opinion, which you probably won't because all our listeners have common sense. But also, we love doing these kind of episodes because they're also so easily shareable. Please share them on your Instagrams, on your Twitters, at Talk to This Nice Podcast on Instagram. It's very easy to just share on your story, tag us, and we'll repost it. And let's get on with the show. First off, how you doing this great Sunday, Kels?
I'm doing great. You know, maybe I'm fighting a little bit of a hangover, but that's another story for another day.
Another day. I mean, last Sunday, I was wrecked.
Yeah, guys, we hung out.
We hung out in person. But like, I felt like I was melting into my bed last Sunday. We just mixed. We shouldn't have. I don't know why we did that.
Crazy kids. We're okay, just so Kel. Crazy. Because we want what we want, and maybe we wanted some white, and then we wanted some red, and then I wanted some beer, and then I wanted other things, so.
Then I smoked a whole ass joint. Like, why did I do that?
That was my favorite.
I just, like, saw you doing it in parts, and I was just like, oh.
Guys, Mika looked at me, and she's like, you're done with your joint? I was like, no, I'm smoking it in parts, and she was like, oh. She had smoked hers.
And that was already after, like, one margarita, one mezcal margarita, one...
Oh, like, bitch, I forgot about wine. I forgot about the mezcal.
Yeah, orange wine, white wine. Like, we just... I don't know.
I don't know. Do we work in the industry? We're so funny.
But yeah, we had a good time. And now this Sunday is a lot more peaceful. And we're going to get on with the episode with this post. So, it is titled... My husband recently came out as bisexual and now wants me to consider us having a more open relationship. So I, 32 female, and my husband, 28 male, have been together for 10 years, married for almost 3, and were virgins when we met. This is relevant. And have never been with anyone other than each other intimately. So 10 years. So that's like what? So she was 22 and he was 18.
Okay. And they were each other's first everything.
First everything. Got yeah. It. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. So as she continues on, it says, this past year has been a bit crazy. And a couple months ago, my husband told me he thinks he's bisexual as he noticed being attracted to certain types of men. This surprised me a little. But after sitting down discussing it a bit more, I have figured that's no big deal. We're still married. He still wants to be married to me. And our sex life has been pretty good despite having 2 children and both of us working 45 plus hours a week. Whoa.
Yikes.
That just sounds like...
not fun.
Not the life for me just yet. I don't know.
I know. At first when you were reading, I was like, oh, okay. It's just them. And then like, no, they're actually like full-time in the workforce and they also have kids. Like, not for me. But anyway.
Eek. I'm happy that their sex life is still pretty good after 10 years.
Yeah.
Because you hear horror stories about that. So it continues on to say, at the time he told me this, he confirmed that he hasn't been seeing anyone else or talking to anyone else. I would fucking hope so. He's your husband.
Yeah.
This is just something he recently discovered about himself, and he was trying to be open and honest with me. So last night we're talking, and he tells me that he's interested in opening up our relationship and that he doesn't want to lose what we have, but he's attracted to different things in other people. Kelsey Belsey.
Yes.
We have to make this a marriage because it can't just be a relationship. Yeah. I feel like that's easier. That's definitely more flexible than marriages. If your husband came to you after 10 years of marriage and said that he was questioning his sexuality, because we also have to remember they were very young when they first got together.
Yeah.
He was 18 and I didn't even have my first date yet at 18, to be quite honest.
I thought you were going to say my first dick yet.
But no, what would you do if your husband came to you and said, I think I'm bisexual now? But because the bisexual part, for me anyway, mm-hmm. that's not really, that's not what would get me. It's him saying that he wants to open up our relationship.
I mean, I'm putting myself in this woman's position. So like, obviously that was going to be the next step. Like, you can't just tell somebody, hey, I think I'm bisexual, and then just like never talk about it again and never act on it or never just, you know, like really take that journey for yourself and see. So like, me personally, if I wasn't in this position, I would, you know, my feelings would be fucking hurt. I know myself. I'm going to want to punch you right in the throat as soon as it came out your mouth.
Yeah.
But this isn't about me. Now I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to grow as a person. So I think that he said he's trying to be open and honest with her about everything from the get. And that would have been the next step. Like, I don't know how she thought that that wouldn't be that.
That's the kicker, isn't it? You know? Because, yeah, the reason why he's stating it to you, like, if he didn't say anything, then, I mean, unless he'd be doing it in secret, obviously he wouldn't be pursuing anything. But he's telling you this because he's probably edging towards, like, I want to explore what's going on with me and what's happening.
Yeah, especially because they were each other's first everything's. Mm-hmm. So like, I think it would have been different if they had both experimented, got together, had this beautiful family, and then been like, hey, by the way. But I think that, yeah, an 18-year-old boy's brain is still not fully formed yet.
Yeah. I mean, is it even fully formed at 30? I don't think so.
Hard to say. So yeah, like I my heart hurts for her because I know that all anybody ever wants in life is to be chosen. You know, you just want to be, you want somebody to be like, no, I choose you.
Yeah.
And
you always want to be the first choice.
You always want to be the first choice. So I think that, yeah, to hear that definitely fucking hurts, but it's also like, he's doing everything right. So you can't really be mad at him for that.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at him, period.
That's the thing. But when it happens to you, your first reaction is, what the fuck?
Oh, I'm enraged. I want to flip a table.
Yeah, you can't be mad at somebody for how their sexuality has changed as they've gotten older. But saying that he doesn't want to lose what they have, is she's obviously a monogamist. Like, there for her, there isn't any openness or anything like that. But it's kind of just like, then we have to let this go. And you don't want to do it to the kids and things like that. But that's just, that to me is, okay, so we can't be together. And if she wants to see in the future, maybe, like, okay, you do what you have to do to find yourself and, you know, figure out what is going on with you because everything is so new. And if down the line, the timing is right and we can make it work. Of course, but I know that I can't sit there, have you do what you want to do, and like, we're still in this marriage together. I don't think that would work for me.
I would have to set like pretty clear boundaries because no, you can't go do what you want to do and then just like come home and like crawl into bed and like, let's just pretend like everything's fine because no, things are going to change.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would definitely be like, okay, well, I guess somebody's going in that spare bedroom and it's.
Yeah. Happy. Yeah, because that's like, it's also.
But I understand wanting to keep it together. Yeah. Like, they have kids, they have a life, they have, you know, like soccer and like drinks with the girls and like we're going to like Denny's on Friday. Like, you know,
they definitely have all the same friends.
Yeah. So I would understand, like, let's, how do we navigate this the best of our ability to like try to keep things as seemingly normal? Because we don't even know how old these kids are. I'm going to assume they're young.
Yeah. I can't, until I'm in it, I never know what would happen. Because to her, this might be the love of her life sort of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it might be a thing where it's just like, okay, we have to sleep in different rooms while you figure out what you're doing. Oh, I don't know. Ah, my heart hurts. Right. Okay. Where were we? Okay, so last night we were talking and he tells me he's interested in opening up our relationship and that he doesn't want to lose what we have, but he's attracted to different things than other people. I asked him how he would feel if I was with someone else in that way. He said that while it might bother him, it's not fair for this to be a one-sided thing. He asked me if there was anyone I'd be curious about trying it with. Guys, if I'm being honest, the dating world seems awful to me currently. Sis, you are correct.
Right. You are accurate on that assumption.
100% correct. Combine that with the fact that I have birthed two kids, I work all the time and come home and take care of the kids. I don't know where I would even find the time or energy for another romantic relationship. Aside from all that, I really don't have any desire to be with anyone else. I've been happy with these past 10 years with my husband and our family. We've had our ups and downs, for sure, but I've always felt that what we have is worth fighting for. So when he brought this up to me, to be honest, it hurt bad. It feels like what he's telling me is that I'm not enough and I've struggled with not feeling adequate my entire life. This is always going to be a thing with women because for the most part, I feel like it is. Like for some reason, women's sexuality for men is just so easy to be like foldable about. Like they're just like, oh, wow, you want to make up with girls? Like, yes, we can try three. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's for some reason it's just never seen in the same light for men, and it always for the women it's always just like, what is it about me that's not good enough that you feel like you need to explore this or that you want space, even if the whole sexuality wasn't in the situation, just in general.
Yeah.
Oh, can we try an open relationship, or do you want to have a threesome? It's just like, excuse me,
you're just like, wait, you weren't having fun? I thought we were having fun 10 years. No.
Like, this wasn't the best 10 years of your life? Is that silly for me to assume that it should have been? I don't know. You want to
change it? I don't, yeah.
So, yeah, that definitely is a punch. You always want to be the first choice. It's just what it is. You don't want to think that there is any other option than you.
Yeah, and you don't want to find that out. Like I said, we've been having fun.
Yeah.
Like I look over at you. You're telling me you're not smiling. You haven't been smiling these past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like that smile started to fade like however many years ago. And yeah. I just never noticed. And maybe that's the reason too, is just like, if you don't think anything's wrong, then I think you need to reevaluate.
That's a thing. It's also about like looking at yourself.
Yeah.
Like, was I completely blinded this entire time?
Because that's... Definitely, I think, is what's going on with baby girl in this situation.
Yeah.
Is just like she didn't take into account like, oh no, I was the only one having fun.
Yeah. And that could be a whole different situation as to why he's just like, I like things in other people.
Yeah. Oh.
But what a punch in the gut. Damn it. God damn it.
Oh.
So she ends on it by saying, so it seems as though he really wants this. I don't. Neither of us want to leave our marriage, but I don't know how we will move forward from here. If we continue the way things are, I fear he'll grow to resent me. If I cave on this and allow it, I feel like it will destroy me.
Oh,
thanks for
no.
reading my long post. Any advice is appreciated.
Not destroy.
I just grabbed my chest. Okay, so as I'm like looking through the comments, a lot of people are saying like being bi doesn't make it any more acceptable to change the foundations of your relationship. And it's a lot of that. But I feel like they're forgetting how young they were when they got together and they barely were in any sexual territory at all when they decided to be together, and they never broke up. They didn't have like crazy college years or like take a break or anything like that. And a lot of people are just like, I'm sorry. When did marriage vows become negotiable? There's,
okay.
It's literally, there's so many, you know how Reddit gets.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, the comments just get so.
And I also think a lot of people have biphobia, which they
yes.
don't want to admit to. But I think that there's such a double standard, like you were saying, when it comes to like guys being like, oh, if you want to make out with a girl, sure. Want to bring a girl into threesome? Yeah. But if a guy wants to do that, they're always like, oh, well, that's gay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gay. It's always, there's like a negative connotation around men and being bi. And it's like, it happens. It's real.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
100%. And it's also just, if it's a deal breaker for you, it's a deal breaker for you. No one's telling you not to feel justified
exactly.
if you decide to end the marriage because you know, this isn't for you kind of thing. But some of these comments are just like, I'm bi and I would never do that to my husband and like all this stuff. And it's just like, okay, so you have different boundaries. You have different restrictions. You have different
yeah.
rules.
And he didn't do anything to her, but just tell her how he was feeling. It wasn't like, hey, babe, I'm bi now and fuck this marriage.
Exactly.
I'm going to fucking Boys Town. See you never.
Mm-hmm. But also with the relationship stuff, like what she was saying, like how I won't have time, that's also going to have to be in the deal if they decide to, you know, make a deal about it.
Yeah.
He's going to have to take up a lot more responsibility at home. yeah, sure, have your fun. You're getting the kids these days, and these days, while I go have my fun too.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have to like lay out the new ground rules for what does this entail? What does this mean? Like, what are the rules? Because I think that they do really have a deep love for each other. I do really think they both want to keep their families together. So I think that they just have to like market what's important to them and be like, these are our non-negotiables. These are our non-deal breakers. And then we'll work out the stuff out the side. Because like, I don't think there's any problem with this. And I don't think there's problems with opening up marriages. I think if you would have asked me this like 10 years ago, I would have been very much like a person.
Hell no.
No.
Yeah.
Vows mean something. But I think that like,
Marriage looks different to everybody.
Marriage is different. And I think that we've just all been conditioned to just want that and be like, okay, I have to get married. I have to find my partner. And then we have to have kids. And then like, we have to get a house in Long Island. And it's like, you don't have to do any of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's nothing wrong with if both parties are wanting to explore the relationship outside of the marriage, then go for it.
Yeah.
I even think that like sometimes like I think I've mentioned it on last week's episode, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to start matching with guys who like have poly in their bios because I'm just like, why not? Like, what am I not doing it for? Like, if I know the terms and agreements that come with it, then what does that separate that from just like dating somebody?
Are you not going to turn into Molly from Insecure?
Maybe.
Like, what the fuck you doing here, Dro?
Oh my god, that was I forgot about
that. It was so hot though in the beginning, and then it became not hot because she was super tight.
And that's the thing. So like if we open up our marriage, you can't do it with people I know.
Yeah. That was super awkward when she saw what was the other girl's name? The other woman's like Candace or something.
Yeah.
They were like at a baby shower together and they just had to be like, oh hey girl. Haven't spoken to you in a while. That was strange.
Just that's what we're not gonna do
at all. I don't know. I feel like I like too much attention, and I don't like it split. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But once again, it's after 10 years of marriage. Who knows how I might feel? I'm like, oh, you want to do that? Cool. Because I've been staring at the barista at the coffee shop around the corner for a minute. Like I don't know. I don't know. So I can never put too many hard no's in my life. You already know. I do have a couple, though. I'm never eating ass. Anyway. I re-listened to that episode, and I was just like, I meant it.
I meant what I said. I don't know. I feel like I probably was like, I'll try anything.
Yeah, you did. You did, 100%. But yeah, I feel like right now in the spectrum and the bubble of what relationships I've had right now, I don't know if I could say that I'd be okay with it or that I would stick around to see how it would play out. If I'm in a marriage for 10 plus years, I might be so gung-ho for it. Like, I don't know. So it's definitely up to her and what her picture of a successful marriage and stuff is.
Yeah. And I think this is definitely going to open her eyes to reevaluating the past 10 years. And like, what are things that she's had to like compromise on, or like their relationship has had to compromise on. And I think this also might be a really good experience for her to realize like, oh, what do I actually want?
Because it does seem like a majority of the work that's been happening has been on her. Like what she's mentioning is like, I'm taking care of the kids. I have too much stuff going on. But it seems like he's just like, well, I can figure this out. Like, you know what I mean? But we also don't, I mean, I don't want to say that we don't know if it's going to be like an intense sexual relationship, or is it going to be like more emotionally? He wants to see how he feels like when talking to a man and things like that. That would still hurt like a motherfucker too.
Yeah, but I think that, I don't know, I'm not in it. So I'm just like, I think it would be okay. But I really do think that like,
I have no idea. Yeah.
I really do think that the more that you know about the situation and just like being in the loop and just trusting yourself that everything's going to be okay, like everything truly will be okay.
Yeah. But I also feel like she shouldn't force herself to be okay with it if she's not.
Oh, for sure.
Like he's going to be smiling at his phone at a text message, and it could be from his mom. You're going to be like, who the fuck is he? Like, you know, like it could drive you mad. And so I mean, couples therapy is definitely on the table. Like, that needs to be on the table. And they also have to express, like, how open are they going to be about what they're doing and who they're seeing?
Oof. I don't know. I think, like, perfect example is Billie Lord and Carrie Fisher. Her dad is gay. Mm-hmm. And, like, when they were in a relationship together, and then he was like, I'm actually gay. And they have a beautiful family life. And they were, like, hanging out and just, like, you know, he has a partner, and it was just like a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but that's not beautiful for everybody. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if someone is so invested and then they think like, this is it, and then you're telling me that you're going to leave me for a different partner. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I guess I just come from a background, like I come from a blended family as it mm-hmm. is. So yeah. Like I already have in my mind that like, oh yeah, like people can come from like different areas and be in your family. And like, you know, I have a different father than my brothers and sisters, yeah. But like, I don't know. I don't think it really matters. Cause at the end of the day, it's just like, let's just keep the family happy. Is the family on board with everything? Then like, let's just keep this ball rolling.
Oh, I'm not saying like about like the kids and things like that. Cause I freaking Grace and Frankie, it's probably the most, I have definitely watched Grace and Frankie with Jane Fonda.
I don't want to talk about it because you're not going to like what I have to say. I love them both. The show's not for me. Sorry. And that's it. I've watched some episodes. It's not for me.
I just feel like I'm discovering a lot of differences between us. And I think I want to move on with a different partner.
Oh my God. Are you Joe Buttoning me right now?
I might be, bitch. I don't know. This is a very eye-opening episode. Oh, it wasn't even this episode. It was last week's episode.
Yeah, guys, listen in to a little Easter egg from these episodes.
But no, like they turned out fine. But if for me, if I found out that my husband was cheating on me for 20 years of our marriage.
But that's different. No, you can't do that. So like if this was this woman's situation where they were married for 10 years and her husband's like, I'm actually bi and I've been fucking around on you mm-hmm. for the past 10 years, then like, go to fuck the hell. Like, don't, how dare you? How dare you hurt me like that? Like, yeah. And lie to me and keep the lie.
You know, like if she decides to like end this, I'm not saying that, you know, they can't be on friendly terms because that's probably her best friend in the entire world after being together for so long and so young. You know what I mean? So yeah, of course they can have a blended family and everything's going to be fine. Like he's just going to have his partner, whether it be, you know, male or female, but like, this is what, you know, ended the relationship and like, that's fine. And they have a great relationship with their kids. That's absolutely fine. I feel like that's what you were saying with Carrie Fisher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that 100% I'm on board on. No. I was saying like, as I mentioned, like the Grace and Frankie thing, like if I'm finding out you're like sneaky behind my back and then you're like, oh yeah, by the way, which I don't even think they told them on Grace and Frankie. Like I think they just randomly found out. I can't even remember the beginning episodes.
No, they took them to dinner and they said that they took them.
Oh yes. And Jane Fonda was like, oh, did you take me here because you think I'd be quiet? That's me.
So I'm gonna fucking pull a Teresa DJ and prostitution whore that table across the fucking restaurant.
Yeah, no, 100%. No, I of course I believe in blended families. I feel like America, just the world is blended families now.
Mika doesn't believe in blended families. No, I wasn't.
Imagine. No, of course it's such a big thing. Divorce is what, 50%? I feel like it's over 50% after COVID. So those situations do arise and all that. No, I was saying if you're gonna go behind my back, like there, I can't. Because now I have no trust in you at all. And you can see your kids, of course you can see your kids, but don't talk to me and also give me alimony.
What's yours is mine, babe.
What happens in Vegas? Right? Was that what you got? Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking about the movie. That's why my face is like that. That's why my face looked like I had a stroke, is because I was thinking about the name of the movie.
Yeah, she was like, what's yours is my babe, remember?
Yeah, just like that.
I'm gonna
to see what else was said. It's just a lot of the same things. Just because he decided he's now attracted to men and women doesn't give him the right to exercise this newfound attraction.
Not how sexuality works.
It's just not. And I feel like a lot of these people are just, their vision of it is just so narrow-minded. It kind of reminds me of Julianne Hough and her husband.
Oh, yeah. That was literally, that's kind of actually similar to what's going on here.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't together for 10 years or anything like that, but
she was celibate.
And she definitely like still supported him. Like you saw them out together and people thought they were going to get back together. But I think they're just like really close friends now because she just understands the situation he's going through and what he's discovering about himself and things like that. Whereas what's going on with Colton from The Bachelor, it's just so weird. I feel like now he's just like, I don't feel comfortable enough to understand what position he's in. But now I just feel like before you were so uncertain that you even wanted to come out that you were gay, you did all of that to Cassie. And by all that, in case, you know, the listeners don't know, it's like you stalked her, you sent her threatening text messages. She had to get a restraining order on you. Even on the show, when she denied you, you jumped over a fence and said, no, like, you're who I want to be with.
You bullied her into a relationship.
And now the only time I see Colton is when he's in the public eye talking about him, like himself being gay and making money off of it. Like it's very, very confusing to me. And I just feel like those were two completely different spectrums of a similar situation that is happening in like, you know, like this time. Yeah. Julianne Hough and then Colton Haynes. Like that was just completely different.
Yeah. Oh, it's wild.
Is wild.
Relationships are wild. But yeah, I think that like at the end of the day, you just have to do whatever's going to work best for you and your family. And you shouldn't just want to stay married to just be like, well, we have a great marriage. It's like, do you?
Yeah.
Because one half of that doesn't think it's so, like, actually has some questions and comments and concerns about it. So, I mean, more power to her, more power to them. Can't be easy. I don't know what I would do if I was in. It's really easy to talk about, but I'm like.
Exactly. It's like, oh.
I'm not in it. So I don't know.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, right now, I'm just like, what would I do? What would I do? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. And so I really do hope like the ending is beneficial for, you know, them and their kids as it can be, and that there isn't any, you know, huge break in the family sort of thing. Because that's what would just, that would suck.
Yeah. What did you say? It would destroy her?
Oh! Poor baby.
It's okay, girl. Just get back on Tinder like the rest of us.
Please don't get on Tinder. I just can't do it. I've gone back to maybe I'll swipe on like 7 people and I'm just like, why am I here? And then I'll get out. I don't even know if I'm ever going to meet. I feel like I'm going to have to force myself to go out this summer in order to meet people because the apps get on my nerve, but people also get on my nerves when I'm outside. Like, I don't know, but I have to pick one. I was just like, I'm going to this wedding next month and I'm the only single one out of my friends. I'm just like, typical. But also men are trash.
Truly.
But I also just, I don't want to be in a relationship just because I'm just like, oh, well, all my friends are in one. That's not going to work for me either.
Yeah.
Because if I turn around in bed and I see you and I'm annoyed as fuck, like, who's that helping?
Yeah. And I'm just like, do I even really want to be in a relationship? No. Yeah. And that's why I told myself I'm just going to start like being a little open-minded on my swipes. Because for a really long time, I was just like, oh, if you didn't fit like these top 3 criteria, then I'm not fucking even going to entertain it. Yeah. I'm not even going to look. And like, I think I've talked about it on the pod before, but I did match with somebody like 2 years ago and I found out he was bi because he like told me, obviously. But I was like, I didn't want to pursue it because like I was mad that he had kept that from me. But then I was not mad because I'm like, well, he didn't owe me that. Like, who am I? Like, I was just like in a weird like limbo of, I don't know what I'm feeling. I'm annoyed at someone, but I don't know who it is. And yeah, we ended up like never hanging out, meeting up because I was just like, no.
Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I'm just like, well, why'd you do that for Kelsey? Nothing was wrong with him.
I feel like there's always those situations when someone first opens up and like tells you something about themselves, you're just like, why didn't you tell me that sooner? But also, why the fuck would they? They don't know you kind of thing. But it's also like, is it something that I should be open about right away? Is it something that I should like take a little time to be open about? It's always a very tricky line. Because sometimes people are just going to be mad either way.
Yeah, I wasn't annoyed that he told me. I think I was just annoyed in the way he delivered it, as like we were talking about like going to hang out and like maybe we were sexting. And he was like, yeah, I actually, I was hanging out last night and I'm, everything was a mess. And yeah, I'm bi. Like he basically just told me he had a messy night with a guy, which is go off.
Oh, bi. It wasn't oh, like a... Okay.
Yeah, it was just the way I found out, like, threw me off. And then I was like, ooh, do I even want to date a bi guy? And back then I was like, no. Mm-hmm. But then recently I'm just like, well, why not? Like, why am I being so weird about this when it's nothing to be weird about? And I feel mm-hmm. like if more people are just having that response to things now, just like with the way life is going, which is mm-hmm. like, yeah, I probably missed out on, like, meeting nice guys, like, over the years just because I was like, nah.
Everybody's like that. Don't even like be so hard on yourself about it.
I'm being so hard on myself. No. I've just met in this particular instance with this story of how like this woman's feeling. Mm. Like she was married to him and she loved him. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make them any different.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Toxic Nice. Let us know what you guys would do in this situation. Just shoot us an email. We'd love to hear your reactions to, you know, our episodes. And we want to hear, what do you guys think you would do in this situation if you found out that your long-term partner wanted to explore things outside the boundaries of your marriage or your relationship in general, but wanted to stick with you? How would you react and what would you do? So hit us up at talktousnice@gmail.com. Please follow us on Instagram at talktousnicepodcast and follow us on Twitter at talktousnice. Also wanted to let you guys know we will not have a new episode next week. We will be off. Your little babies need a little break. Kelsey's going on a road trip. I have an event with my family. So we will not be recording next week, but we will be back on June 2nd. See ya.
Bye.